Welcome back to AutoZone Park here in downtown Memphis. It's Jeff Hem back with you. Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi. And today the Sounds and Redbirds play a doubleheader, making up Wednesday's postponement, continuing their six-game series. And we're joined by lefty reliever Rob Zastrzyzny. And Rob, I know it was only a couple of batters last night, but because of the weather and Jansen Junk's outing on Tuesday, the bullpen had gone a few days without getting work. How'd it feel to get back on the horse last night?
Feels good. Earlier in my career, especially when I moved to the bullpen, I thought, you know, I wanted to get in there every third day, or I wanted to whatever. But the way baseball season works, especially in the big leagues and AAA, is some weeks you don't throw, some weeks you throw too much. And so it's like the weeks that you can get maybe one or two outings in, use those to be ready for the weeks you need three or four. So the bullpen's happy to have a couple days off, and we're going to get right back to where we were and get going whenever they need us.
Obviously, the numbers are the numbers, and they look great for a lot of you guys on this staff so far this year. What are you looking for, wanting to see, wanting to feel, to tell yourself, hey, I'm where I want to be so far this year in terms of outcomes and results?
Outcomes and results are what you're chasing after, right? You want to have the seasons where you have a 1 or 2 ERA. You want to have the seasons where you win a lot of games or whatever it is. But to be honest with you, I've had seasons where I've had a 3 ERA where I walked everybody and gave up a lot of hard contact. And I've had seasons with a 5 where I felt like I got weak contact and didn't walk guys. So for us as a bullpen, I know we're just worried about, you know, throwing strikes, attacking the hitters, getting ahead and trying to strike guys out early and get our pitch counts down. And it's worked out so far. And our starting staff has done a really good job setting guys up and backing guys off the plate. So when we come in, we're able to do our job the way we need to.
It's funny you describe it that way, because hitters will say, hey, if I hit it 105, more times than not, it's going to be a base hit. You're looking at it the same way. It's the ERA is one thing, but if you're hitting your spots and giving up hits, you can sleep at night.
Exactly. And like you said, like if I give up 3 runs because I went out and walked guys and then laid a 2-0 cookie over the plate, then I can't sleep at night. Yeah. But if I go out there and it's jam job and I'm holding runners and I'm creating weak contact and giving my defense opportunities to play, I can sleep well at night. And that's kind of the way the Brewers do everything. And I like it. It's attack hitters and try to get guys out quickly and, you know, try to get that weak contact. And if you give up the weak contact and runs come in, so be it. But more often than not, it's going to work out.
Well, maybe you just started to answer my next question. What with the Brewers did feel like a fit for you to sign with them this year?
Last year, at the end of the year, I started throwing my cutter more because sweeper was the big pitch last year. And the Pirates and I agreed to throw it more often. And it was just a hard pitch for me to command. And I walked guys because of it. And so at the end of the year, I started throwing the cutter a lot more just to get guys off the sweeper or the fastball. And first call I had was with Jim Henderson and a couple other guys. And they were like, hey, we love the cutter. And as soon as I heard that, I was like, okay, they want to go in the same direction as me. So I've been throwing it a lot more this year. It's been working out. It's something that I feel good about and something I feel like I can command.
What is it about that pitch that you and they feel can be kind of the attack pitch?
It's just one where I have a fastball that plays at the top of the zone and I have sweeper and changeup that play at the bottom, and I needed something that can play in the middle of those, because if you think about it, and I'm throwing all fastballs up and all off speed down, you can sit location and pitch speed, but a cutter I can throw up and down and it's right in the middle of the two, and it just makes it a more uncomfortable at bat.
You've had big league time. You've been in different organizations. I don't know if you look at yourself like a veteran on this team, but years in the game would put you in that category. What have you learned about this profession that you can only learn by having the time that you've had that maybe 23-year-old Rob Zastrzyzny just couldn't have known?
Well, it's kind of the stuff we already talked about, where as a 23 or 24-year-old in AAA or the big leagues, it was, if I got a 0 that day, it was a great day. And I remember 2016, I had a really good ERA and the process wasn't as good as it should have been. And 2017, it didn't work out. And I was like, okay, I got worse. When in reality, I just stayed the same. And so now it's like I said, like you have a 5-6 ERA. It doesn't really matter as long as you're doing what you want to do. It will all work out in the end and do the things that will continue to work in the future. And so that's why I try to tell the young guys, like some guys go out there and like Evan McKendry gave up a homer on a 92 mile an hour pop fly to left that probably doesn't get out in some ballparks. And it's like he goes from having a rough outing in his brain to if that ball gets caught at the track, he had a great outing.
Yeah.
And it's like you can't let the results dictate how you feel about your outing. Like work on what you need to work on and keep doing the things that you're doing well.
You mentioned 2016, and for fans who don't know, you were with the Cubs at that time. Major league debut, you do well in the big leagues in a year where the Cubs end up winning the World Series. I know you were with the team for much of that postseason on the NLCS roster. As a rookie, are you thinking, hey, this is great, I'm going to do this every year?
I remember the guys on that team did a really good job of letting me know the situation, how it was. Like, like you said, young guys in that situation are like, okay, I'm 24, I'll probably be good till I'm 35, so I'll get 11 years in the big leagues, right? And they were like, just remember how cool this is, because this doesn't happen all the time. And hearing John Lackey or John Lester or guys like that, Ben Zobrist was another one, say that made me realize, like, these guys have been up for a long time, and they think this is cool. I was like, so I need to really appreciate this. So, yeah, all the vets on that team did a really good job. And the other thing they did is, without telling me anything, they taught me how to be a good veteran leader. And so I feel like I've taken that over the last couple of years. It's like, do your job and let the other guys do their job, but let the young guys feel comfortable, right? Like, I want Carlos Rodriguez to feel as comfortable around me as Jared Koenig. I want everyone to feel comfortable around me, because they did a really good job. Like, if John Lester was sitting in an open seat on the bus, he'd be like, hey, come sit next to me, and we would just talk. That's awesome. It's just like, guys doing that made me realize it's like, it's hard to be comfortable in this game, and you want everyone to feel as comfortable as possible. Yeah.
Terrific stuff, man. I appreciate your time. Best of luck going forward.
Thank you.
Lefty Rob Zastrzyzny, this has been Sounds on Deck, presented by Pepsi. Stay tuned. The lineups and first pitch are coming up next.